It's made out of wood, and like on the top, it has leaves, and when you're so hot, when it's a summer day, you can go under a tree, and then it gives you lots of shade, and then it cools you down.
Trees are natural life forms just like us, and they're like us, but a different species, and they will move, but very slowly, so we can't see them, and they produce the oxygen, and they're very useful things.
Trees are like humans, but they grow in like 10 years' time. Some trees grow like forever. And they're just natural things that birds and squirrels and other habitats live in trees.
I think that trees are just like made out of rubber, bark and mostly leaves.
A tree is a plant that starts off small and it grows bigger and it turns into lots of homes for animals.
A tree is a plant that grows and it gives us oxygen so we can live.
So in different countries, people don't really have many trees so they can't survive.
There's a bad thing about people doing something with trees. People normally cut down trees to make more room for houses and to make and forests are being cut down because of house building, because that's the way life is.
People chop down trees and then the animals can't have anywhere to be. And because when people chop down trees for deforestation.
We could build houses, but all the wildlife have to move. What if they can't? That's a question.
I would say that a tree is something that is very good to look at and somewhere that you can explore. And you can create paper with it and you can write. And if we didn't have paper, we wouldn't be coming to school.
A tree is like a brown thing with leaves on the top, and in autumn time when it's windy, all the leaves blow off.
A tree is like, imagine a stick. It's like a stick with loads of leaves on the top.
A tree is consistent of roots, a trunk and leaves. It gives oxygen from carbon dioxide and will provide animals habitats and used to give us food when we were cavemen.
A tree's something that helps you live and stay alive.
A tree which birds live in and they lay their nests there.
They take like lots of years to grow. Like it could take hundreds or like thousands.
It takes 100 years to actually turn into a tree. If there weren't any trees left in the world in the morning, you would probably not even get up out of your bed, because you don't have any oxygen, and that makes you breathe and live.
Trees are where animals can live in for like habitats. Snakes, squirrels, cheetahs, and chimpanzees and monkeys.
It's a sign of life, because if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have sort of life. There would be no sort of life at all.
Trees are these beautiful tall things that grow from a seed.
A tree is a thing that grows underground and it grows up to be a massive thing.
A tree is a thing that grows out of the ground and it gives us leaves, and when they go old they crunch underneath our feet.
A tree is a plant that you can climb on and you can have fun on.
Now keep going down Park Road East.
It'll bend down to the right. You'll see a bush shelter with green land behind it.
Not the first one, by Broome Road, but the second one.
Cloverfield bus stop.
On the way down, we're going to tell you some of the things we like about Calverton.
What do I like about Calverton? What I like about Calverton is that there's lots of people there, and sometimes when you go to places to have food, you make a friend that you never actually met, but you actually made a friend of them.
One word, everything.
I like living in Calverton because it's got quite a lot of rain and hotness, and I like it how they, it normally takes it in turns, like hot and cold. And I love how there's quite a lot of schools close to each other, so when you move school, you don't have to walk too far.
I like that it's a calm place and there isn't that many houses, because I love animals a lot and I love that they have homes in trees and stuff, and I don't like it when they're homeless.
I like how there's so many people and how many friends live there.
I like about Calverton is because there's like this Calverton little park. And like I always like to climb this little slide what normally babies play on. And there's like a wall and it's got like a little step on it. And I always climb it like Spider-Man. I normally jump off it and I always land on my feet.
I like about Calverton is that there's loads of shops, and every time you sleep, it's a new day tomorrow. And also, every time you look behind the corner, you'll see one of your friends, and that makes me very happy. I love Calverton.
I like about Calverton is that there's happy neighbours, and sometimes when you can't look after your pet, sometimes you ask your happy neighbour to look after your pet. Well, one time I did ask my happy neighbour to look after my cat called Lucky. She's 2.
I like Calverton because it's really inclusive, because I play for a football team and it's girls, and it's really inclusive because they let girls play football, and there's quite a few girls football teams in Calverton, and I feel like that's really good because it makes you feel included.
We like park and we love cheese, and we're happy we got a dog and we can walk around fields at Calverton.
I like Calverton because you can express yourself in at Calverton, and you know lots of people from Calverton because it's a small village, but it's getting a bit bigger, so there's more people coming in, so you can get to know them better. It doesn't matter what gender you are, you should be yourself.
What I like about Calverton, most of my family members have either moved into Calverton or from Calverton.
It's really nice because if you live in Calverton, you're usually near your family and you feel like you're in peace and harmony.
You should be getting close to the Cloverfield bus stop as the road bends round to the right. Sit there and go to the next track.